This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. The state got some bad news from CMS, the Federal Center for Medicaid Services, late last Friday. CMS says no deal on six of the LSU hospital public-private partnerships. Commissioner of Administration, Christy Nichols.
I don't know what their issue is, but it appears that the basis for the denial is related to the advanced lease payments.
The denial letter indicates the feds view those upfront lease payments for hospital facilities and equipment as, quote, provider-related donations. In other words, a type of quid pro quo provided by the private partners who actually got the contracts. Pat Sider, an attorney for the LSU hospital system, admits it was part of the partnership negotiations.
We felt like if they had made advanced lease payments, they would have effectively, I hate the term skin in the game, but that's really kind of what it came down to.
CMS says the advanced lease payments can't be used to draw down federal Medicaid money. House Speaker Chuck Cleckley is concerned about the ultimate cost, which could be hundreds of millions of dollars.
The reality is there is no room in the budget. There is no room this year or next year. And we can't go back from the partnership that we have. So this issue has got to be resolved. It needs to be resolved ASAP.
Nichols says it is being appealed, and they'll continue to try and work it out with CMS. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.